Section 1, The Philosophy of Intemperance. Chapter 1, The Original Perfection of Man. Created in perfection and beauty, man came from the hand of his Creator perfect in organization and beautiful in form. Man was the crowning act of the creation of God, made in the image of God, and designed to be a counterpart of God. Adam was a noble being, with a powerful mind, a will in harmony with the will of God, and affections that centered upon heaven. He possessed a body heir to no disease, and a soul bearing the impress of deity. He stood before God in the strength of perfect manhood. All the organs and faculties of his being were equally developed, and harmoniously balanced. God's pledge to maintain the body's healthful action, the Creator of man has arranged the living machinery of our bodies. Every function is wonderfully and wisely made, and God pledged himself to keep this human machinery in healthful action if the human agent will obey his laws and cooperate with God. Responsibility to heed nature's laws. A healthy experience demands growth, and growth demands that careful attention be paid to the laws of nature, that the organs of the body may be kept in a sound state, untrammeled in their action. God appointed the inclinations and appetites. Our natural inclinations and appetites were divinely appointed, and when given to man, were pure and holy. It was God's design that reason should rule the appetites, and that they should minister to our happiness. And when they are regulated and controlled by a sanctified reason, they are holiness unto the Lord.